Welcome to the Slipstream Media podcast show, where we speak everything South African road cycling.
We are today with Jamie Taylor, the owner of Office Guru, becoming a legend in the sport, doing a lot for the sport. I've been involved in the sport for quite a long time. You have a big passion for cycling. You've just launched an events company called Prologue Events. Take us a little bit through that and the thought process on why you've launched that and who it so much caters for.
Yeah, so the birth of Prologue Events, you can call it a birth, came through a discussion to myself and a close friend of mine, a gentleman by the name of Neil MacDonald, who's quite a prominent ex-road and mountain bike professional in the South African scene. And we've been close friends for about 35 years, almost since. Both of us having spent some time in Europe, we obviously understand what kind of racing needs to take place for the development of younger cyclists. One of the biggest formats that obviously exists in Europe is Criterium or Kermesse racing, which we were exposed to kind of in the mid to the late 90s. It was a format that was very, very successful in South Africa, and for some reason it seemed to die away. The thing slowing the growth of cycling as we know in this country is the corporate investment. Yep. The corporate sponsors are willing to invest their money into bicycle racing and to try and see a return on that investment. One of the biggest returns they want is obviously bums in seats watching the productions of the one you're putting together, as well as having guys exposed to the racing in a live environment. So there's a market for the mass participation events, but we think there's also a market where we need to cater specifically for your more competitive cyclists and have the mass participation guys sitting on the outside and watching the racing up close.
On top of professionals, who else can enter the race? Is it by invitation?
The type of racing, I should say, that it caters for is flat, fast, very technical racing. So there's a specific type of bike rider that type of racing appeals to. In saying that, we took what we felt was a result from a previous race locally, and we used that to build a start list. So as much as it is invitation only, that invite has been limited to say to guys, if you feel you're competitive enough and you want to come and have a good day out, by all means, enter the race.
Will you cater for Vets A and B badges?
Yeah, so the initial event, we're going to be catering for Vets B, Vets A, ladies, juniors, and your elite under 23 or more competitive field. It's going to be an exciting event. We're hoping that through its success and obviously through the partners that we've got involved in it, that we're able to grow it and create a little bit of a series around it. But initially, the race is to take something as well that possibly has been ignored in South Africa, and that's without the corporate sponsors is a lack of income for the riders. Without an income for the riders, it obviously slows down the ability for these riders to pursue their passion
100%,
and make a full-time career out of cycling. So what eventually happens is the guys end up getting the 9-to-5 job scene. Yeah. The riding becomes something that they do on a weekend. That passion eventually burns out. There's 100% of the riders' entries is going to be reinvested back into their careers, which I think is a very different format to anything we've ever seen. Ladies will have their own format, which is something they've fought for quite strongly over the last few years, that they want to ride in their own group, as okay. well as they will have the ability to earn the same prize money as the men's race. We're estimating around 50 riders per group. This is limited to guys that hold a CSA cycling license. It is a race that's endorsed by CSA, so we fall under the rules and regulations.
Venue for the race, have you thought about that?
The first venue we're using is the Swartkops Raceway, which is just on the outskirts of Pretoria. The reason that we're using that is we do not have to have issues with regards to safety and closing of roads. It's a 2.5 kilometer circuit, fairly flat, some technical sections with a couple of switchbacks and some decent corners. There is a little bit of a bump at the back of the circuit, which will give your lighter, more hilly guys an opportunity to
break away
or something. Some sting in the legs. And the format of the actual race is we're running an hour and a lap. The clock starts at zero. As soon as we get to the end of the closest lap to 1 hour, we ring a bell. And
that'll be the final lap.
First race starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. So it's the kind of race where you can arrive. There's a restaurant facility. There's a bar facility for the guys that aren't racing a bicycle and would rather sit and have a beer and watch the racing up close.
I mean, that's quite cool. I mean, we used to starting races in the dark. So
yeah,
it's nice to start in the daytime.
It is nice to start in the daytime.
To get some information on the race, website?
www.prologueevents.co.za. Registration form is available on the website. You can download that, fill that out, send that into the registration office. They'll send you a confirmation email that they've received your registration and that you've been loaded on the system. Closer to the time, we'll start communicating a little bit closer with the actual riders that are on the start sheet.
Date of that race,
28th of July.
28th of July, start at 10 o'clock. Get your entries in. It's a brilliant format of racing and we look forward to a good, exciting day out on the bike. And let's make sure there's more of these races. We need them. Moving on, another project that Jamie is involved in, obviously the ownership of the Office Guru racing team. You guys have a junior team and an under 23 team. I must say, personally, racing against you guys within the last year, you guys have improved and it's been very exciting to see. And you guys are taking on the guys who have been in the sport for ages.
The team itself was born as a result of guys like myself having grown up on a bicycle. And one of the biggest hindering factors that we've got in the sport at the moment is that jump from being a, what we still know as a schoolboy or a more of a competitive recreational cyclist to somebody that wants to pursue it as a career or, you know, wants to take a jump into Europe. Office Guru Racing was kind of created to try and fill that void and nurture that talent and hopefully deliver a product at the end of the day. Through the process that's grown into something where the junior team is now a feeder team to the under 23 team. And it's there to kind of fill the void between an under 23 cyclist and an elite cyclist. The idea is that we can take the baton that we receive and pass it on to somebody else in a better condition than what we received it in, whether that be another team or, you know, the individual just as a person. As long as there's positives that have come out from it, that's why we're around.
You guys are the top team on the Sport SA Talent Road Cycling Series. Does that mean something to you? And is that something that you're focusing on for the rest of the year to try and win?
We definitely. I mean, the guys are all hell of a competitive, with the average age being 19 or 20. Everything is about winning. So there's a winning mentality and they are conscious of the leaderboard. I think the series is created for the right reasons. One, it gives the athletes something to gauge each other on, you know, which is good. It kind of creates a bit of a pecking order and creates some healthy competition. And two, it obviously gives a platform for team managers, director sportifs, guys that are involved in the sport to use as a bit of a shopping list at the time of the season comes where there's a change in the age group and you've got guys moving out, you've got guys moving to Europe and you need to kind of refresh the talent. If you've got a lot of young talent coming through and allows us to watch that talent and see where it's coming from. The series, it is something that we're conscious of in the background.
On the back end of the team competition, you guys are also leading the overall series with Mark Pritson, under 23 national champion. But it's great to see teams like Office Guru, who are club teams, taking on the bigger named teams like ProTouch and TEG being continental teams. It just shows how talented the riders actually are and the potential and where they can eventually progress to.
Mark's a hell of a competitive boy. For somebody that was only exposed to cycling probably 3 years ago. An amazing athlete. At the moment, we're trying to keep him grounded enough. We can pass that talent on to somebody else and they can do something with it that possibly we can't do enough with. I think riding for BCX last year, he picked up a lot of good university to bike racing. He's raced with the likes of Darwin Maria and the Nolans and guys that can give him some good advice. He wanted a platform that was an under 23 platform where he's surrounded by guys of his own age and to be in a role in a team where he could be given a little bit of freedom to go and compete for results and see what he could do. He's definitely expressed himself and he's definitely a household name to be watched in the future. He's leading the Sport SA Talent Series at the moment, but he's a mature enough rider that he understands the reason he's there is he's almost a poster boy for racing. There's six guys underneath him that help create a race-winning strategy that allows Mark to get his results. He's mature enough as a rider to understand that he's carrying that stress on behalf of six or seven other guys. So, okay. Yeah.
What is Office Guru?
So Office Guru is actually an IT telecoms and equipment infrastructure group. Okay. We've been in the industry now, September last year was our 20th year. We go out and procure what businesses need in order to make their businesses work. The technology world is developing at
a crazy rate,
quicker than probably we can develop cyclists at. A nice value add. Look at most corporates that we engage with. At some stage in their life, they've been exposed to bike racing, whether it be they've done 94.7 once or, you know, he's a competitive cyclist that lines up every weekend. It gives our clients the opportunity to know that some of the investment in the company is going back into a passion that they may share. I think there's more business being done on bicycle roads and
anywhere else. Yeah. Jamie, thank you for everything you're doing in cycling.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your support.
Thanks for everything that's kind of behind the brand and behind the guys that you're involved with are are rowing in the same direction that we're rowing in and doing things for the right reason. And that's essential to grow bike racing in South Africa. So thanks for having me.